Good morning on our Monday, 8:22.
The massacre of 16 villagers by an American soldier has triggered angry calls for an immediate American exit from Afghanistan as Washington tries to negotiate a long-term presence to keep the country from sliding into chaos again. Joining us live now is CBS News Afghanistan consultant Jerry Van Dyke. Jerry, those calls for Washington, for the U.S. to get out of Afghanistan are not only coming from Afghanistan. A lot of folks here at home want that to happen.
That's right. Even Newt Gingrich, the Republicans are now, some of them are calling for the U.S. to leave. Presidential candidate Mitt Romney said just a few weeks ago, we must kill our way out of Afghanistan. We must kill the Taliban. We must not negotiate with them. However, right now, and in all the years that I have worked in Afghanistan, and particularly following this closely in the last 10 years, I don't think I've ever seen, and this is because of the power of the media throughout Afghanistan as well as throughout the Muslim world, something as damaging to U.S. interests in Afghanistan as this.
Gary, I am not in any way suggesting that what happened here can be excused by anything, any condition. Okay, that's setting that out. But are we putting our troops in a position over there that is just untenable for them, unmanageable, as some suggest we did back in Vietnam?
I do think that particularly right now after what happened yesterday, yes, they are in an extremely difficult situation. Yes, I think to come to the heart of your question, if you go way up into the mountains, you go way out into these very isolated villages, the only book that you will see in every single home is the Quran. The Quran is the word of God. It is the glue that held our country together when they fought the Soviet Union. The United States, when you go far out in these villages, in the eyes of these people, is not seen and really as much different from the Soviet Union. We're both infidel invaders. The Taliban play on this deeply by saying that we are trying to impose democracy, which they call a Western religion. So on one hand, it is untenable. It's almost, how in the world do you try to change people deeply isolated who have been there for thousands of years into a way that we believe it's not possible, certainly in not a short term, certainly not with soldiers. It's an extremely difficult thing. And yes, deep down, it is almost impossible.
Well, even for tribal leaders who were willing to work with the U.S., how do they defend their own position to their own people now?
Well, right now they cannot, because the most important element in Afghanistan today is, as I mentioned earlier, it's the Quran, it's Islam. And we had this terrible incident that was blown completely out of proportion because the 24/7 news cycle now in Afghanistan, not just around the world, of the Quran burning. The idea in Islam is justice, and that they demand justice. So right now, the whole country is waiting. They're watching. They're listening to their radios. Every Afghan village, over 30,000 of them, has a battery-powered radio. They're watching and listening to see what we do. How is the United States going to resolve this? We're certainly not going to have a public trial, which people are demanding, but every single male member of this very large extended families in these villages, and these villages or clans are tied together like knots in a rug, knows that he has to extract revenge. So something, I don't know what's going to happen, but this is what they are thinking.
Can we leave under circumstances like this?
Not right now. I don't think that the U.S. military in any way wants to leave without its head held high. I think the specter of Vietnam still hangs over us in America, and I do think that the military wants to leave saying, we did the best we can, we have accomplished this, the Karzai government is there, and the Afghan army is able to defend itself to one degree or another, because the great fear is, and this is one of the principal negotiating points that the United States is trying to work with the Taliban, is that they disassociate themselves entirely with al-Qaeda, because otherwise there's this possibility on the horizon, and Washington doesn't want to talk about this, that after all the $450+ billion that we have spent there, not to mention far away, more importantly, all the Americans who have lost not just lives, but limbs, been maimed, have been for naught. No, we cannot do that. So we have to find a way to leave so that Afghanistan does not revert back to what it was before we came.
What a situation. Jerry, thanks for your expertise. Appreciate it. CBS News Afghan consultant Jerry Van Dyke.